Hello?
Hi, is this Aaron?
It is.
Wonderful to speak with you, Mr. Scott. This is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke a few months ago. Of course, I did originally speak with your dad about branding the business on the first page of Google and doing Facebook ads. You know, something Ron wanted to do, we just never got it started. We can still do that for you. Build a website and get your phone ringing. It's $249 on a month-to-month basis. So that's an exact amount, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. Is that something that you might still want for the business?
It is. I'm actually at my dad's house now.
Oh, okay.
Let me go down here and speak with him real quick and see if we're on the same page and see when we want to get things started. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Hey, Dad. Paul's on the phone from Splash. He wants to know, I told him we was talking and wanted to do it, but when are you still wanting, when do you think we should start it?
I'll give you a credit card.
Do you want to go ahead and get it started, Paul?
Oh, yeah, we can if you're ready.
Yeah.
And we can even do a client interview today. Of course, we're going to want to talk to you and or your dad, you know, about your services, your service area, mission statement, slogan. It takes us about 3 or 5 days to build out your website, maybe 5 to 7 days to get your Facebook ads up and running, so it's very quick here.
Go ahead and you do it.
He's going to get the business card for us to run
okay.
it, but you can
well,
just, I can answer the questions you need to get answered.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I wanted to ask, because I do have you know, this phone number and then also the 614-891-6160, what is the phone number that you want on the website, the one you want your customers to call?
614-891-6160.
Okay, that phone number. Okay, gotcha. And then this is a good number, though, for us to reach you directly regarding your
account. Yeah, this is my cell phone, and the 330 is my dad's cell phone.
Gotcha. Okay. The email that I have is tigerhouse35@yahoo.com. Is that a good email for you?
Yeah. Just go ahead and continue to use that one. That's more like my dad's business
okay.
email, so that's a good one.
That's perfect. Yeah. And it's not like an email that we're going to show on the website. It's kind of a personal email that's not related to the business name, but that's okay. Now, of course, most of the time you're just going to get phone calls. We're going to promote that business number. The calls come directly to you. The website that we build will also have a contact form. So when people fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to reach out to you. And, of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not going to be paying extra for those leads either. I do have an address on file, but remind me again, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, the business is service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer. So there's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you want your customers to know about, right?
Correct.
I do have the 279 Burns Drive. I mean, that's still associated with you guys? You
receive
mail there, but not customers?
That's where the office is located, and that's in my dad's home, too, as of right
gotcha.
Now. So
gotcha.
That's a good one.
But not an address you want customers to know about. Google doesn't
no.
want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would,
no.
especially since you'll be out in the field most days. So that address will not show up anywhere online. Now, as far as the follow-up call, we schedule by the hour. The call takes about half an hour, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. It can be with you or with your dad. We could probably even do as early as 1 o'clock, if that's going to work for you. There's also 2 o'clock, and then this afternoon there's a 4, 5, and 6 o'clock. Would you be available for that 30-minute phone call at some point today?
Yeah, could you make it at the 6 o'clock one?
6, okay.
Yeah, that would be better for me because I got to go pick up my daughter and stuff. So
oh, yeah,
I'll be free around more sitting down around 6.
Towards the end of the day. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. I definitely know how that goes. I've got 3 kids myself. So it's going to be scheduled from 6 until 7. It usually gets you right at or maybe a couple of minutes after the top of the hour. It is a 1-hour window, but the call typically takes about half that time. And then what I'll do now, because it's required of us, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are including a website, including Facebook ads, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving the setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have that pulled up now, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. And it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
Aaron and Aaron's Roofing Company.
And that the "and" is the "and" is the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word, not the "and" spelled out, correct?
Right, right.
Okay, perfect. And then, Aaron, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Aaron Scott, and I'm the president.
Okay. So as the president of Aaron and Aaron Roofing, you are, of course, Mr. Scott, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service, no contract. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I do see like a domain. There's not a website attached to it, but AaronRoofing.com. Is that a domain that you do still have access to?
No, that was an older one that I think my grandfather ran, yeah.
Oh, wow. No kidding. So that's okay, because we are going to purchase a brand new domain for you, something very close to that, something very close to the business name. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, of course, it's our job to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Scott, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month, no contract. The reason that we ask is, well, couple of reasons. Obviously, with all the content that we create, we would not want you to be paying someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So I'm not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Right, yeah. I think we do run some ads in, like, the Dispatch and stuff, but nothing online.
Nothing online. Yeah, the reason that we ask is we do what's called a NAP WAUDIT. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for the business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service and no contract, with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 5th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches like Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. And again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will and no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Aaron, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Scott, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, is that going to be a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best
for you? It's a MasterCard.
A MasterCard. And is the name on the card your name or your dad's name or the business name?
It's my dad's name, Ronald Scott.
Ronald. And you said it was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
It's 5501-400-2299-3650.
And then the expiration month and year?
0228.
02 of 2028, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
752.
So I have 752-752 on the back. I've got February or 02 of 2028 as the expiration date. And then was the card itself 5501-1400-2299-3650?
Yes.
And does that bill at the 279 Burns Drive, 43082?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. That email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. I do have that follow-up call scheduled for 6 o'clock today, and then I did want to maybe update or just kind of confirm the security question that we have on file. And this is for your protection, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Aaron and Aaron Roofing, whether it's you or your dad, we may from time to time ask for you to just verify the answer to the security question. And especially important, if you start getting phone calls like a week or two from now, once everything is active, and if they're not a potential customer, especially if they say they're Google or they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, then it wouldn't be us and you shouldn't entertain that call. And of course, Aaron, if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, of course that wouldn't be us. They definitely wouldn't even know that answer. And you shouldn't entertain that call. The voice verification was just recorded and attached to the account. It clearly states that it bills once a month for the exact amount of $249 and only on the 5th. It would never be even a penny more than that. But your dad put on the security question. The options are the first pet's name and the city that you're born in. But I've got as a first pet Wrinkles. Did you want to change that? Different question, different answer? Okay. So the security question is the first pet, and the answer, of course, is Wrinkles. Now, let me just make sure that I can get that that follow-up call scheduled here. And let's see. So at 5 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The invite is to the email that we have on file, and it's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. And then it's got the 6160 number, your name, and then your actual phone number on there. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I don't think he hasn't. He ain't got a text or a email yet.
Let me
see. Come to
the side
of the house now, Dad.
So I am going to, our system does send things out periodically. I mean, every couple of minutes our system sends things in bulk.
I got it.
You did? Okay. I was going to send you manually, but if you already have one, let me just refresh my system here. You may get a couple of emails. One is your welcome email. That's going to have your login credentials, but the one that you've got already is the one that I want you to look at, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open it up, it says, hello, Aaron. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your email's below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yes.
Okay. Click on that. It goes to the terms of experience, everything that we went over. Oh, it looks like, are you able to open yours? Mine says the link is expired.
Well, hold on. It says access your dashboard is what I can click. I see the Local Splash and stuff with all my information, but then it's got a button that says access
your dashboard. So somewhere in the body of the email, it should say please click here, and you should be able to click on that. But it looks like
I see it.
Did it open up the link?
It says the link you're trying to access is expired.
Is expired. That's exactly what I see. So let me try to send one to you manually, and then I'll give the tech team a heads up that that's what they're what you're seeing. So I just resent a new one. If you refresh, and I'm going to do the same here and try to pull it up and see if we're getting that same error message. I still see it in the queue. So like I said, it's refreshing and sending it out. But once you're able to look at that, and it might not be in this particular moment, but it goes over the terms of experience, everything that we went over in the voice verification. You know, obviously Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will be choosing Bing over Google. We want you to be able to receive those phone calls, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. Yeah, even the new one says the link that you're trying to access has expired.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have my tech team take a look at that. It's going to ask you to scroll through the information and click on a couple of different boxes, one that you agreed to allow us to send SMS or text messages, the other that you are authorized to use the card on file. And then it's going to want you to type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for it to pop up high enough, that orangish colored box that says confirm signature. But that does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are doing the Facebook ads, that we're doing the website. It also will allow us to do the NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. If you have any questions or if that is not yet active, our technician will walk you through that in that follow-up call at 6 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician calls you, I will be on the beginning part of that call just to say a quick hello and introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. And then we are going to call the 9083 number for that follow-up call at 6.
Okay, yes, the 9083, yep.
Okay, sounds perfect. All right, well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you again. I do want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you and, of course, looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, too. We'll be calling you back right at or a couple minutes after 6 o'clock.
All right, I'll be ready.
Thank you so much. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.